Married at First Sight. Chapter 3201. Evan didn't escape, and it was too late. He could only force himself to sit calmly in his original position, turning his head to look at Abby beside him. His dark eyes were so heavy that Abby could not imagine what he was thinking through them. Abby bent down and got close to Evan. The distance between the two of them was so close that Evan could smell her body's faint fragrance. He didn't know what kind of perfume she was wearing. It was not strong, but it was light, and it smelled good. Evangelist Abby gently called his name. "You say it, and I listen." Evan responded to her gently. Abby said, "Let me ask you something, what kind of mentality do you have towards me? Are you pursuing me by being nice to me? If you're pursuing me, why are you ignoring me?" Evan's eyes were deep, he pursed his lips and said in a low voice, "You asked more than one question." After a pause, he said, "If I say I don't know what my mentality is, will you scold me? Will you think I'm a B**tard? He wanted to pursue her. He also thought she was very good, and Grandma's taste was not that bad. Without her, Evan could still live a good life with her, even if he didn't love Abby. Her flamboyance, boldness, chivalry, and quirkiness, as quiet as a virgin and as active as a rabbit, penetrated deeply into his heart, and he felt that the one he really liked was her. The ever-changing fox. Rather than a wealthy daughter like Abby." Abby's beautiful eyes flickered, and she probably guessed that Evan couldn't give her an accurate answer. She stood up straight, put her hands in her trouser pockets, and looked down at Evan. Evan was stunned for a moment, feeling that her movements and expression at the time were a bit like a changing fox. However, what the fox exudes is arrogance, while what Abby exudes is arrogance. There are still differences. "Evan, if you don't like me, why do you approach me and treat me so well? With your excellence, you should know that when you are nice to a woman, she cannot resist your attack. Don't tell me that you only want me as a friend. I don't believe in pure friendship between men and women." After a pause, Abby added, "Maybe there will be, but that kind of pure friendship is very rare. Evan, give me a satisfactory answer. From now on, we will go our separate ways and not interfere with each other." Abby didn't want to be led by Evan all the time. She wanted to find out the reason and then make a choice. Even though Evan was very good and deeply touched her heart, his heart was not with her, and she would not force him, no matter how tempted she was. She understood that this twisted melon would not be sweet. After Evan was silent for a moment, he picked up the wine glass, drank the wine in it, and filled it up for himself. Then he said in a low voice, "Whenever our brothers reach the age of marriage, Grandma will choose wives for us. Give us 1 year to pursue our wives. My second brother and my third brother are all like this, except for the eldest brother. Now my second and third brothers are all beauties. I am the fourth one, and I am 28 this year, and I will be 29 soon, and I am already old enough to get married. In the past, there were a few elder brothers who acted as shields, so I couldn't be blamed for urging marriage. Now that the three elder brothers above have their loved ones, it's up to me. My grandma also arranged a candidate for me. To be honest, I don't know when my grandma chose the person. I only received a photo from my grandma and simple information about the girl, including her name, age, and where she is from. Just such simple information. No more will be gone. Grandma said that women are like books. Let us be the ones to turn the pages of the book. Every time we turn a page, the content will be different. We can only become interested in reading in this way. Abby asked him, "Am I the wife chosen by your grandma for you?" Evan nodded honestly. "It's you." Chapter 3202. It was the first time Abby heard that some elderly people did this. What era are we in now? There is freedom in love and marriage, but are there still elders controlling the marriages of younger generations? Soon, Abby thought of her elders, and she silently withdrew her previous doubts. Many marriages in wealthy families are alliances, and most of them are controlled by elders. They don't have much freedom in marriage. What they value is profit and how much benefit the marriage of two people can bring to their company. Why did your grandma choose me? I have never met your grandma. Abby asked puzzledly. She had never seen old Mrs. York, maybe she had, but she had no impression of her. However, old Mrs. York chose her as the wife of her fourth grandson, Evan, after observing her and getting to know her. She handed Evan the photo and asked him to pursue Abby. Evan said, "I don't know either. Although my grandma is old, she still runs around a lot. We can't control her. Fortunately, she is in good health and well maintained. She looks about 60 years old." Evan didn't know how his grandma chose Abby. Abby wasn't the only one who was curious. Hayden and Cameron were also wondering when old Mrs. York attracted them. "Abby, that's why you met me and then pursued me. You don't believe what you did to me if you said it wasn't pursued." Evan pursed his lips and nodded. "I admit, I pursued you." He also found that she was very good and matched him well in every aspect. "But, Abby, then why do you disappear after a while and ignore me? Are you playing tricks with me?" Evan said nothing. He was not playing tricks, he just realized that he preferred to be with the fox, but he didn't want to disappoint his grandma, so he forced himself to get close to Abby again, pursue Abby, and cultivate feelings. The effect was not obvious. He still preferred being with the fox. "Or do you love someone else?" Abby was not stupid, so how could she not see Evan's confusion? "I haven't figured out my heart yet." Evan said it with a wry smile. "Abby, no matter what, I am sorry for you. Sometimes I am nice to you, and sometimes I ignore you. I understand that you will go to my sister-in-law to complain. I'm sorry, I solemnly apologize to you." Evan sincerely apologized to Abby. He told the truth, but Abby was no longer angry. Abby sat back down, opposite Evan, finished the wine in the wine glass, and signaled Evan to pass the wine bottle to her. She filled herself with a glass of wine, then picked up the glass. While drinking, she leaned back on the chair and looked at Evan across from him. Evan didn't know what she was thinking. "Who is she?" Abby abruptly inquired. "I want to know who my love rival is, and I want to compete with her. Even if I lose, I want to convince myself." Abby didn't want to give up on Evan just like that, but she wanted to compete fairly with her love rival. Until Evan made a choice. Chapter 3203. Evan was silent. Abby raised her eyebrows and said, "Evan, why are you protecting her and don't even dare to let me know who she is?" "Don't worry, I will only compete fairly with her and not use any means to harm her. I don't even bother to do that. It's just for a man. This is the first time I like a man so much that I am willing to fight. If it were the second man, I would give up my adult beauty to my love rival." Abby was interested in not only Evan, but also the York family behind him. The York family was famous for having good family traditions. The elders in the family were very open-minded and would support whatever the younger generation did. Even if they didn't support it, they wouldn't block it forcefully, like other parents. Additionally, the York family's men were particularly devoted to their wives and their relationship. A lover is rare. Who wouldn't want to marry a good man who would be faithful to her forever? Therefore, Abby wanted to fight for it. She really couldn't fight for it, which meant that she had no chance with the York family. If she just gives up and admits defeat without fighting, she is afraid that she will regret it in the future. She never does anything she regrets. Evan still didn't speak. He didn't know the fox's name. His heart was half focused on the other person, but he still didn't know her name. Abby thought she was a love rival who was protecting her and was a little jealous. She didn't ask any more questions but just said, "Evan, the more you protect her, the more curious I become, and the more I want to know who can compare me. No defense, one day I will know who my love rival is." She raised her glass to Evan and said, "Come on, let's have a drink." Evan picked up the wine glass, stood up, leaned over, and clinked it with her. Then watch her drink it all in one gulp. Abby no longer talked about love with Evan but instead ate and drank with him. From time to time, she talked to Evan about stocks and what projects were more worthy of investment. She was not the head of the family business like Elora, but she entered it as soon as she graduated. She started at the grassroots level and now serves as the general manager of several branches. She was considered a strong woman. Abby also had a good drinking capacity. The wine had great staying power, and Abby's face gradually turned red. She was a little confused when it came to speaking. Fortunately for Evan, when Abby filled another glass of wine for herself, Evan dissuaded her. "Abby, don't drink any more, you are already drunk." "I'm not drunk yet. This wine is delicious. Your Wildspoon Hotel really deserves its reputation. The food and the wine are delicious." Abby picked up the wine glass, took another sip of wine, and praised Serenity's wine for being very delicious. "Evan, this wine is delicious, but it has strong stamina. You are already drunk. If you drink more, you'll be drunk and unconscious." "Abby, I'm so drunk that I'm unconscious. Please send me back to my room to rest. I'll stay at the Wildspoon Hotel." Evan said helplessly, "This is a trivial matter. If you are drunk, you will have a splitting headache when you wake up tomorrow and feel very uncomfortable." She came to Wildspoon alone, feeling uncomfortable with no one to take care of her. Abby didn't listen to the advice and went about her own business, picking up vegetables and drinking wine. Unable to persuade her, Evan could only look at her helplessly, waiting for her to get drunk. He was no longer drinking. Drink again, and both of them will become drunk. In about half an hour, Abby lay motionless on the table. Evan stood up, walked to her side, and pushed her gently. "Miss Dew, Abby.